Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Spent the last half hour talking about, and by the way, the existence of John Doe 2.0 has been known since last month when Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel broke the story. The Wisconsin reporter, M.D. Kittle, I believe it was, went even further and said, look, they're issuing subpoenas in counties all over the state. The Wall Street Journal got one of the targets of those subpoenas to speak on the record by name. That's big because he is facing possible jail time for doing that. Political activist Eric O'Keefe is the Wall Street Journal source, and obviously through him, they got a lot of other information. It is clear that Milwaukee County Assistant District Attorney Bruce Landgraf is trying to intimidate some 30 conservative groups from being active in the 2014 elections here in Wisconsin. Of course, top of the ticket, the governor's reelection bid, most likely, against Mary Burke. This isn't exactly what the IRS did. This is what the IRS did to Tea Party groups on steroids. He is trying to intimidate, use fear to paralyze these groups from helping out. Now, the same way Tea Party groups were buried under a blizzard of paperwork in 2012 by the IRS targeting them, Landgraf here is like, no, look, I can scare the hell out of them, and they won't do anything. They won't lift a finger to help Scott Walker. Further, he wants what he's not otherwise legally entitled to, their donors. Who gives to these groups? Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did actually report over the weekend on what the Wall Street Journal reported. Rather tepidly, but they did report it. I haven't seen much of it anywhere else in the state media. How do you rein in a guy like this? A listener called him a jackbooted thug. How do you rein? What do you do? That is the danger of the John Doe law in Wisconsin, and I think it's time to revise it. I think nobody ever thought that it would be abused in this way. While there's judicial oversight and blah, 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 Landgraf is showing that, no, he can pretty much run roughshod over all of that. Right Wisconsin has a piece from M.D. Kittle of the Wisconsin Reporter, who's also been very aggressive in reporting this. Wondering aloud, will now Landgraf go after O'Keefe? The simple act of speech, talking to the Wall Street Journal, could land O'Keefe, director of conservative advocacy group Wisconsin Club for Growth, in jail. Under Wisconsin law, individuals who violate the state's John Doe secrecy oath may be held in contempt of court. A legal expert familiar with the investigation says chances are good Bruce Landgraf, Milwaukee County Assistant DA who launched the investigation, will go after O'Keefe. The prosecutor wants to conduct this program without any interference. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Landgraf acted aggressively. Multiple sources told Wisconsin Reporter that Landgraf, a top prosecutor in the office of John Chisholm, Milwaukee County Democrat DA, has shown himself ready to bully and even flout the law in pursuit of political targets. In his previous use of the John Doe law to target conservatives, Landgraf put two men in jail for refusing to be strong-armed into testifying. This guy is out of control. And it doesn't seem that anybody can rein him in. Now, Republicans have to get off their butts here in Wisconsin and fight back on this. The problem is, it's in their defense, it's very difficult to do. However, now that O'Keefe is out, now that O'Keefe has gone public, he needs to keep talking. He's got nothing more to lose now. If Landgraf is going to target him, he's going to target him. He should talk to every media outlet in the state. He should come on every conservative talk show in the state, and we will try to talk to him, including this one. He can't do himself any more damage than he already has. Landgraf is, I've compared him to Captain Ahab. Others have other analogies. But he is convinced he's going to take down Scott Walker. And he's not elected. He's an assistant DA. This is just incredible to me. This is so much like the IRS, these bureaucrats who can directly impact the political process. They did so nationally, probably cost Republicans in 2012, and that's the goal here. David in Green Bay. David, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing? If I were in this situation, I would sue this little assistant DA under 42-1983, and then I would have a bunch of conservative people probably write the Bar Association and say, hey, I'm following this case, and I would make a judicial complaint, so he's got a bunch of those filled in his file, and that's how I would fix his little red wagon. Have a good day, Jerry.
Actually, that's not, David, thanks. That's not actually a bad idea. Whatever nuisance process there is, and I'm not familiar with them, but whatever nuisance process there is to go after him, they should. He needs to get a taste of his own medicine. He needs to be targeted, because what else can you do? Yeah, a judicial ethics complaint, got whatever there is. And yeah, thousands of Wisconsinites should file them. But I'll tell you what Republicans shouldn't do. We conservatives, not Republicans, conservatives in Wisconsin should be ashamed if they take this lightly after what happened in 2012. Another listener has another idea. Yeah, I mean, this is what's going to have to happen. Landgraf is going to have to be targeted in the way that he's targeting others. It's so difficult, though, to file any type of complaint against him because the actions for which you complain are shrouded in secrecy due to the John Doe law. That's the problem here. Right now, Eric O'Keefe is the guy that can change this. He's out. He might as well come all the way out and go on a campaign, a media campaign. I will reach out to him. A media campaign across Wisconsin. Otherwise, I'm telling you, this, you cannot take this lightly. If they are able to freeze damn near every conservative group who would work to reelect Scott Walker, it will make a difference, especially when you have a well-financed candidate such as Mary Burke. Now, she's proven herself to be an absolute bungling, I don't want to say idiot, but I don't know her, but a bungling candidate at this point. And even I've said I don't want to get irrationally exuberant and underestimate her. She could easily be underestimated if the groups that would help to elect Scott Walker are paralyzed by fear and intimidation. Bill in Neillsville. Bill, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Yeah, well, this isn't the first time there's been an abuse of power like that. Years ago, we was involved in a Senate campaign, and they filed complaints against us. And some of the people that we worked with were intimidated by the Department of Justice, but most of us didn't worry too much about it. But anyway, what they can do, there is something they can do, and they can do it very quickly. If this is an assistant DA and he's not elected, then you go after his boss and you go recall him because he is allowing a subordinate to abuse his office. So I would say that immediately a recall of the district of the attorney in that district should be recalled. And go at him that way, because that you can do right now.
Well, you could go, you'd have to go after his boss. You're right, John Chisholm. You could do that. Thanks a lot for the call. In terms of this being done before, I would argue, Bill, never on this magnitude. Ever. Ever. But the important thing is you have to understand it's not just trying to take down, well, he is trying to take down Scott Walker, and he is trying to do it. Look, he may never get, there may never be any charges filed at all. As they said, the process is the punishment. And that's why this works so perfectly for him. Because it'll just go away. Nobody will ever be charged, but the damage will be done in 2014. It's 9:45.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.